You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. Last month, the Michigan Department of Natural Resources awarded almost $250,000 to 15 Michigan counties to build the Iron Bell Trail. It's a statewide loop made up of a hiking route and a bike route. Jacqueline Baker is the communications coordinator in the DNR's Parks and Recreation Division. She says you can hike or bike either trail, but each one is built specifically for that group.
So a cyclist needs a very smooth surface, especially if they've got a road bicycle with very skinny tires, because that's going to improve their efficiency. But a hiker might be okay with having a dirt path in some areas and might have different priorities for how they want their trail developed.
Surprisingly, a lot of the Iron Bell Trail is already finished. That's because it links up many of the state's existing trails and public parks. And when it's done, it'll link up to something much larger. The hiking portion of the trail will become part of the North Country Scenic Trail, a national scenic route that spans seven states, from New York to North Dakota. Bruce Matthews is the executive director of the North Country Trail Association. He says plans for the trail have been in the works since 1980. The idea of the North Country Trail is to showcase the beautiful landscapes of each state, and Michigan has quite a few to choose from, which may be why it takes up the most miles of any state on the national trail.
From the southern part of Lake Michigan up through the sand dunes of the western side of the state, up into what had been the logged over areas of the central northern lower peninsula, the bridge, and then of course the upper peninsula with all of its wonderful landscapes, both in the interior, Tequamenon Falls, Lake Superior, McCormick Wilderness. There's just some tremendous landscapes to illustrate and tell the story of the people that live there and have lived there.
Though Michigan's Iron Bell Trail is about 60% complete, there's still a lot of work to do. There are large gaps in the bike path in counties like Crawford, Roscommon, and Iosco, but along the hiking route there are just a few. One of them is near the city of Jackson, which received a grant to plan a route that cuts right through the city's downtown.
Well, welcome to Jackson, and we are at our Martin Luther King Community Center.
That's Kelly Hoover. She's the director of the city's Parks, Recreation, and Cemeteries Department. She took me on a trail that loops around the community center. For the most part, it's your typical running trail. Nicely paved, peaceful. But then you turn the corner and end up at Cooper Street.
We have about five lanes here. We have a community that lives here. We have houses close to the road.
Hoover says with the grant, the city plans to widen this path by 2 feet and push it back farther from the road. She says probably the biggest expense will be making existing trails like this one safer.
I've come to places where trails end in a system and that they end like on a major road, similar to Cooper Street, in which you have five lanes. You have your family with you and you're trying to get four or five kids across safely at a light that may not have a pedestrian crossing, that has heavy traffic, people turning. So I think those are always things that you need to look at, and how can you make that better for the future?
Hoover says expanding city paths won't just take money, it'll take time. The trail runs through city parks and public land, but inevitably it will have to run through someone's yard. That means convincing each landowner along the way that this is the right move. Bruce Matthews says that's part of what's been slowing down work on the North Country Trail.
In the northern part of the country, you have larger parcels. So you may have a landowner that owns 400 acres. So you're talking to one landowner, and in Hillsdale County, for example, you've got 40 landowners that own 1 acre. and so you've got to talk to all 40. It's a fairly hefty task, and again, not everybody is interested.
The trail will connect to Kalamazoo County at Fort Custer Recreation Area. You can see maps and updates about both Michigan's Iron Bell Trail and the National North Country Scenic Trail through the links on our website. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.